Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Matt Velasquez with the Journal Sentinel covers the Bucks all season, as you know. How much do you think history looks back at, and how much should history look back at what happened in the series concerning the injuries? Because I think that, I mean, the Raptors deserve this title. You don't win an NBA championship the way that the playoff format is and how tough it is and the battle scars you have to go through. You don't win it just by being a fluke. But I think that when you look back at the series, I'm going to remember that KD played 12 minutes. I'm going to remember that Klay Thompson missed a game and a half. It'd be like, as I've been saying, if the Jazz won a title against the Bulls, that Jordan didn't play and Pippen was hurt. I mean, it just, I think you view it differently. How much do you think history will look back at this one where they put the injuries over maybe the accomplishment that Toronto had?
Yeah, I think there'll be some of that. Really all just depends on your perspective. I mean, there have been, you know, titles in the past where do you look at the first Warriors championship and go, well, you know, LeBron was playing with Dele and, you know, instead of Kyrie, and Kevin Love was hurt. And, like, yeah, I think we've already kind of forgotten about that. I think you just look at the Warriors and go, oh, yeah, they're super good. Like, no matter what, they were great. Like, they beat LeBron in subsequent years. And maybe that helps kind of change the narrative there. But I think that, in general, people look back and just go, wow, that Raptors team, they were really good. And they made a bunch of, like, really, you know, gutsy moves. You know, they traded DeRozan. They got Kawhi. You know, they fired the coach of the year. They got Marcus Gasol in the middle of the season. Like, they pushed all the right buttons to give themselves every opportunity to win. And then they went out there and they did it. Like, regardless of what happened, I mean, Kyle Lowry played with a thumb injury for the whole playoffs. And, you know, they had guys who were dinged up, but they were able to stay out there. And sometimes just that's the way the injury bug goes.
So what's next for the Bucks here? Free agency is coming. Of course, the draft is next week already. But with free agency, do the injuries of the Raptors, or the injuries of the Warrior players, and with maybe Kawhi going back to Toronto, does that change the balance on how maybe like teams will look at Chris Middleton, that they looked at, hey, maybe he's one of the next guys up. Maybe this is a guy we should consider more?
I don't know if the Bucks even give them a chance to consider it, really. I think if the Bucks give the offer, a maximum offer or near max offer, if they give basically what Chris Middleton is looking for, I don't see a reason why he really looks elsewhere. I think he does want to be in Milwaukee. I don't think that's just kind of blowing smoke. But if the Bucks want him and they show him they want him, as I think they have throughout his time here and throughout his time, particularly this season, if they show they want him, he can stick around. And so I don't think that really changes the balance all too much. I think the big thing for the Bucks is that with the injuries, all the things that could possibly change around them, they have the opportunity to stick with what they had, a team that, you know, if a couple bounces go a few different ways in game three or game five, game six, they could be the ones playing for the finals. They could be the ones who are the champions today. I think that's what's got to sting the most for them. Probably the same for the 76ers. That crazy bounce from Kawhi in game seven doesn't go down and the Sixers can win in overtime, you know, who knows how much everything changes. So I think if you're the Bucks and the Sixers, you're thinking, we were right there. We need to do everything we can to bring back our core pieces and try and build along the fringes so we can, you know, potentially weather the storm of free agency and be able to put ourselves in the best position to get back there next season.
All right, so free agency starts in just over 2 weeks, the 30th of June, just over 2 weeks, 2 weeks from this weekend. Do you see the Bucks getting this thing done with Middleton before he heads in the free agency on the 30th?
I mean, they can't sign anything until then. I mean, they could, you know, right at 5 o'clock, be like, hey, we're going to sign Middleton to X sure. number of years, X number of dollars, and then sign it after that. But it's the kind of thing, too, like with the way their cap holds are. They might announce something, or it might get reported that something is agreed to, but they might wait to actually sign it because You know, his cap hold is going to be $19.5 million, and he'll sign for more than that. So if you want to, you know, play around with the cap and try and sign guys in a certain order, you know, it might behoove them to sign him later. But, you know, as long as they can get out there, hey, we're gonna do this. You know, I think that's the most important thing.
I saw a report that Paul Gasol wants to come back. So, okay, sure. In terms of these guys and how likely they are to come back, would you put Middleton at the top, and then where do you rank Brogdon and Lopez and even Mirotić? And let's throw in Paul Gasol. Where do you rank these guys in terms of likelihood for them to be Bucks next season?
I think, you know, personally, I would rank Middleton higher, maybe the highest among that group, just because, you know, just all the indications have shown that that's someone who they want to commit to over a longer period of time. And I think that, you know, with his skill set and his just what he brings, I think, you know, it's a lower likelihood of that being a bad contract, even if it is a big contract. As the cap continues to go up, I think that becomes a better deal. And then I think that Brogdon is somebody who, you know, because they have his bird rights, because they can, you know, bring him back, even if it involves paying the luxury tax, I think it's a really good chance. I think Brook Lopez, just, you know, the way that he flourished in Milwaukee and the way that he succeeded in Milwaukee, I think, you know, he seemed pretty earnest when he said that he wanted to be back, and when he talked about next year. I think there are ways to get him paid, whether that's through the mid-level exception or by renouncing cap holds in order to sign him with cap space or whatever. So I put him there. I think Mirotić might be one of the more difficult guys to get back, because if you want to, you know, do some of the cap gymnastics, it really involves getting rid of his cap hold. But if they wanted to use his bird rights and then sign Brook with the mid-level extension, I mean, this is getting into the weeds, but I think Mirotić is less likely. And then Pau Gasol, it's whatever. I mean, if he's going to sign for a minute, it's a minimum contract. If they want to sign him at the minimum, I don't know that that's necessarily the best contract. You know, 38, 39-year-old who is going to be coming off of a foot surgery, and you don't know exactly what he's going to be. Yeah, of course he wants to be back. Jason Terry wanted to be back. And then he was on NBA TV. So, I mean, that's just kind of what happens. Everybody who says they don't want to retire yet, they say they want to be back. So, you know, I just don't know that would necessarily be the best situation for the Bucks. But they do need some help, you know, as from their backup big men. And they do need to find somebody or a couple guys. But I don't know if that's necessarily the answer long term.
Talking with Matt Velasquez, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Do you see anything as far as how teams approach a given offseason? Do you see any, like, beginning of a fundamental shift based on what the Raptors did? Because, you know, there's super teams and there's teams that you want to lock these guys in long term. But the Raptors essentially said, hey, we know this guy might not stay here for more than a year, but this is, we feel, gives us the best chance to win a championship. So we're gonna do it. We're just going to go and trade our beloved DeMar DeRozan to get over that hump and get Kawhi Leonard. You've got the Celtics who, if they get Anthony Davis, it seems like they're just going to get him for a year, and that would be it. Do you think teams will be more willing to take that risk, or are they still going to look, if the guy's not here long-term, that risk is too large. We can't all replicate what the Raptors did.
Yeah, I think you look at Kawhi, you look at a couple of years ago, like Oklahoma City getting Paul George, and they were betting that they can convince him to stay, which they were. And so I think teams are seeing that, like, you need, like, superstar-level players. You need that high-level talent. Like, DeMar DeRozan is good. Like, he's an all-NBA quality player, you know, any given season. You know, he is an all-star, or he has the ability to be an all-star. But he's not Kawhi Leonard. And so, I mean, that's a major difference. And it may be that, you know, it's just that DeRozan's a top 30 player, a top 40 player, however you want to decide. But Kawhi's a top 2, 1, top 5, however, whatever metric you want to use, he's up there. And so, you know, getting that high-level talent, it really just trumps everything. And if he stays in Toronto, then that's going to show teams, hey, like, if you can get this guy for a year and you can win, you can put together the best roster possible, then you got to go for it. And you got to take that chance because, you know, the dividends are just too great.
Do they look at Brogdon you mentioned him number two a while ago. Do you think they feel they place the same amount of Brogdon amount of priority now that they once did, that he's a must guy they got to have back? Or if they lost him, they'd say, well, we'd love to have him, but we're not going to pay that?
Yeah, the tough thing is that, you know, if they lost him, they really wouldn't get anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have the bird rights on anybody else. You don't have the cap space for anybody else. Like, this is your guy. Like, this is what you're going to have to do, what you're going to have to pay. And I think, you know, with the season he had last year, obviously there's questions about his injury history. And, you know, it's just a question of how much is Brogdon comfortable with in terms of making. Obviously, this is his one shot, or at least his first shot, of hitting the market. And so, you know, he's been making, you know, it's not nothing to the normal person, but in NBA situations, I mean, he's made less than $4 million over the first 3 years. He's been basically on, he's on his first second-round pick contract, which, you know, now it's time for the big payday, the real payday, the one that, you know, gives you kind of like generational wealth. And so, you know, how many times at his age will he have the opportunity to sign a big long-term deal? So this is the time where he needs to kind of make hay, especially if the market is going to allow it. And so I think that, you know, the Bucks, you know, are going to have to see, you know, what they can work out with him, if they can maybe get him on a deal before he really tests the market. But it still makes the most sense for him to see what the market is going to offer and figure out what he can get, and then kind of go with whatever team is able to do that for him and able to fit the location, the style fit, all that stuff that he might be looking for. But I think that with the Bucks' ability to match, I mean, it just comes down to money. And if this ownership has said, if they think they have a winner, they'd be willing to go into the luxury tax. And so this summer is probably going to be their time to put their money where their mouth is.
Matt, keep your phone close. We'll check in next week with the draft. Appreciate your time as always, and talk soon.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Matt.
Matt Velasquez, Matt_Velasquez on Twitter. You can find his work, jsonline.com, and at the Journal Sentinel. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Chuck, I'm going to throw some quick impressions at you. Ready?
Okay.
Guess who I am? Bang!
Mike Breen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
Mike Breen. All right, guess who I am?
You know, if I'm Steve Kerr, I don't know.
Mark Jackson.
Yeah, bet.
I bet you I can guess the next one. Go ahead.
No. It's not going to be him.
Okay.
Here's the next one.
Okay.
I give the Warriors credit. Guys, I give the Raptors credit.
Joe Zenzola.
No, I'm actually trying to do me, but I did go into my Joe.
All right.
I give the Raptors so much credit, guys. I do. Please believe me. But it was a fluke.
Oh, that's not you. I mean, that's not you doing you. No. No. That's more like Joe. But any more? I like this game.
No, I think that's it for now. Oh. Maybe we'll do some more later.
Can you do Van Gundy? I was thinking of Van Gundy because you did two of the three.
No, I can't do Van Gundy.
You know, you mentioned something on Twitter.
If I'm Steve Kerr.
Yeah, Van Gundy's always got a chip on his shoulder that he feels like he should be coaching.
You know, that too, but the Mark Jackson thing has always been weird because he is broadcasting primarily playoff games of the team that he got fired from. And he had to do this for 5 years. And I think for the most part, he's been able to like separate that somehow. Sure, he'll give stories about, but last night it really seemed like he thought he could outcoach Steve Kerr last night. It really was really.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
What'd you come up with?
If I'm Steve Kerr, I don't play two big guys here. Yeah. I don't play this lineup.
Yeah, Mark Jackson. Yeah, I think he'll coach again. I think it's been too long. But you mentioned about Mike Breen. I'm not the biggest Mike Breen guy, and Mike Breen is such a faceless voice on this broadcast. Not that he doesn't do a professional job, okay, but you know, like Marv, you know the voices of sports. But Mike Breen, who's done the NBA Finals, I want to say for the last 20 years, I feel he is not a household name whatsoever. I mean, Mike Breen, if you ask somebody, who does the NBA Finals? Who's the voice of the NBA Finals at least the last 15 years? You think, well, Marv Albert? No, it's Mike Breen. I think a better guy.
What does he do the rest of the year?
Well, he's the voice of the Knicks.
Oh, okay.
He's the voice of the Knicks. At least he was. He did Knicks games for a while.
Because you only see him in the playoffs.
I think he was the successor to Marv once Marv had his little deal back 20 years ago. And then some executive in New York liked Mike Breen and promoted him to do the jobs. Not that he's, you know, not capable. Again, broadcasters are all personal appeal. He's a pro's pro. I'm just not a big fan.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. 1250 on the AM dial.
Father's Day is coming up this weekend, players. And sometimes the best gift we can enjoy is the gift we give ourselves. Absolutely. Don't expect anybody else to go out and get you anything. You know, especially that daughter of yours who just, you know, she cares about herself. I mean, let's face it. The daughter's your daughter. She just cares about herself. Father's Day is, like, meaningless to her. And so what you need to do is stop off at Robert's Specialty Meats today and take care of yourself. Paul Roberts has got lots of options to make Father's Day weekend special for you and your family, the hand-cut ribeyes. Let's face it, the old man's going to be out there grilling away, because that's what we do. T-bones, the porterhouse steaks, the bacon-wrapped fillets, the USDA prime beef tenderloins. Try the gourmet burgers. I've been pushing this man, the half-pound gourmet burgers. They are good. The beef brisket burgers at Robert's Specialty Meats, they are good as gold. Marinated chicken breasts, just any variety of meats over there, all good. And, hey, no matter if you're going to get the brats, you're going to get the sausages, you're going to get the hand-cut steaks, the gourmet burgers, you always got to get at least 3 or 4 pounds of Robert's ribs on a stick. So we're grilling up at the Freeman household this weekend. Robert's ribs on a stick, that tangy barbecue sauce. Who knows what he puts in there, but it is damn good, man. Robert's Specialty Meats and their ribs on a stick, good to go. I mentioned brats. 30 types of original sausages and brats, including the Al Capone Italian sausage. If you came to our golf outing, you know what that Italian sausage is like, the Al Capone. It's bursting with zesty flavor. Call Roberts today, 262-549-MEAT, but better yet, stop into his store, man. Right on Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Friendly customer service they have there, led by the man himself, Paul Roberts. Visit them online, robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com. They got some money-saving coupons on there. Tell you more about these meats as well. I'm telling you, for this weekend, Robert's Specialty Meats, steaks, get some hand-cut steaks, get some burgers, get the half-pound burgers, and, of course, 3 or 4 pounds of Robert's ribs on a stick. For the best of meats, you got it, player. Shop Robert's Specialty Meats, south side of Waukesha, Sunset Drive, across from the old Kmart. Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. So two guys that were expected to possibly leave and go elsewhere in free agency, now they're hurt for the season. How will this affect the Bucks, and how will it affect the rest of free agency? We'll try to look into our crystal ball with you guys now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.